This Before We Flush podcast was recorded live in our studios with actual human beings. Now, Before We Flush.
Welcome to the show. It's Friday, second show of the week, and it's Friday for me, for Ricky Martin. It's moving day, and congratulations to Ricky finally getting the move without it being tied to being evicted by the landlord. That's quite an accomplishment. You're becoming a big boy.
Right. Well, I mean, I would have moved here sooner, but my parole officer wouldn't let me.
Oh, is that right?
But now that I got cleared.
Those parole officers, come on.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding, by the way.
Yes, I know that.
Fun of me for having a parole officer, even though I don't. But some people may not know that because they hear the story on the podcast and they're like, man, what did Ricky do?
You have never been, I just want to put this out, never been convicted of a felony.
Dude, I've never been arrested. I've never had handcuffs. I have evaded a couple times on foot. But they didn't catch me. And one time was in Canada, so it doesn't even really count because they're not even real cops.
Hey. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to actually talk about Canada in a few minutes, but the big debate has broken out. And I just want to know your opinion on this. And that is, first of all, former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell has voted in favor of listing the hot dog as a sandwich. And the questions created such a heated debate that now high-profile personalities are weighing in. So what do you think, Ricky? Is a hot dog a sandwich or is it not?
No, I don't think it is.
Whoa.
I don't know. I don't really have a reason. I just don't think it is. You know, I think of my buddy is in the car with me right now, by the way.
What does he think?
And he is going to think that this is the dumbest thing that he's ever heard when I try to explain to you why a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Okay.
Steve, do you think a hot dog is a sandwich? No, Steve doesn't think it's a sandwich either, and he went to West Point, so he knows what he's talking about. He's more qualified to talk about it than we are. I don't know. I don't have a reason. I just don't think it's a sandwich. I think the biggest thing is a sandwich, you need the bread to be like top and bottom and not side to side. Like a hot dog is more of a taco than it is a sandwich.
Oh my gosh. That's
I think
that's nuts. Well, I think it's got meat, it's got bun or bread on each side. That's a sandwich. And here's
he says you have to have at least, if it's a real sandwich, you need to use two hands.
I use two hands for a hot dog.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, I've eaten a sandwich.
No. He's saying two hands for one. You get a hot dog in each hand.
Of course. Well, the Chicago Cubs tweeted out, quote, "The hot dog is the meat. The bun is an accessory." So they don't think it is a sandwich. That's good enough for me to think it's a sandwich.
Yeah, right. As a Cardinal fan, I'm sure that whatever they say, you're going to completely disagree with. But I think it has something to do with the orientation of the bread and the meat. I think it has to be a top and a bottom.
Okay.
Meat in the middle, and then I think it's a sandwich.
All right. Also, a couple other things. If your house was on fire, which would you save first, your smartphone or your dog?
Dog.
You'd save your dog first. All right.
Yeah, of course.
In a new survey by Motorola, and I didn't ask you that because you don't have a cat, right?
No, I do not have a cat. We had a cat, but we had it for about 6 hours, and then, I don't know. Cooper had a guilty look on his face, so I don't know.
All right, survey by Motorola, 54% chose their phone over their cat.
Wow.
Phone over cat. That's your own, not a cat, your cat.
You know what? I bet dog owners, I bet you could ask the same amount of people that have a dog, and it would be overwhelming in favor of the dog.
I agree.
The dog is the superior pet.
It is.
Like, there's no question.
No doubt about that. We actually agree 100% on this one.
Yeah. So I think people get way more. Now, Kaiser Lowe is an exception. That dude loves his cat like no other. But I think for the most part, people are way more attached to their dogs than like cat owners are to their cat.
Speaking of that, has he ever arrived in Texas? This is the longest good. I'm going to Texas. It was like 3 years ago when he announced it or something.
Right,
like, that.
Like 3 weeks ago, he was like doing stuff. He was like, "Yeah, this will be the last time I do this." I was like, "Why? You're gonna be there like another month."
Golly! All right, finally, piece of junk, and I saw the headline. The headline is University of Michigan dealing with an aggressive turkey on campus, and I went, "Yeah, the football team." But it turns out, no, it's an actual turkey, Officials have been receiving complaints from students and faculty since the start of the July. The turkey is a safety hazard, likes to lay down in the middle of the road, block traffic, sort of like the football team. Police say that they're working on a plan to capture and relocate the animal. Probably one of the best athletes on campus there at Michigan, more than likely.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be. I really don't understand. I think Michigan is the only place where they could actually consider a turkey to be like an endangerment to society.
Yeah.
I don't think that it really poses any big threat. It's a turkey.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't know. The squirrels at Murray State, now those things are ferocious. Like squirrels in the wild,
yeah,
they'll run from you. Squirrels at Murray State, they'll like come at you. Like, I'm telling you, man, they're mean.
All right, Murray State basketball team, they're going to practice this afternoon. We're cutting this show on Friday. They'll practice this afternoon. Then tomorrow they're leaving for Canada. They'll play, I think it's Sunday, Monday, and then Wednesday. And the first two teams are going to play, I mean, are really good. This is going to be a good test. It's not just a bunch of former hockey players who are washed up forming a basketball all-star team. These are some good teams with some success previously, at least school-wise, against some of the top college basketball teams. So this is going to be a big test for the Racers, Ricky.
It is. I guarantee you that some of these guys, though, are former hockey players.
They could be.
I'm sure all of them are, but not in like any like professional capacity.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I can't imagine there's a kid in Canada that doesn't play hockey. But, yeah, no, this is going to be a good test. And I think this than what Murray State faced 4 years ago when they went to Canada. And I think that this is exactly what you would want for this team. They're young, they're inexperienced in terms of a collegiate minute level, perspective, and especially playing together. I mean, you're going to have four new starters to go with Jeffrey Moss, and it's going to be interesting to see how they gel. And I think that getting tested by really good teams in Canada is going to help really show this coaching staff what other areas they really need to address and also find out what the strengths are of this team. And so I think that is going to be a huge shot in the arm for them as they continue to work their way through the summer and into the fall and get ready for the season to start in November. And I hope that fans aren't concerned with results and points and stats and things like that. This is as true of an exhibition as you can
yes.
get in terms of going out and trying different things, trying different lineups. And you got to remember, a lot of these guys have been on campus together for what, 2 months?
Yeah,
less than that. I mean, they're going to be, backdoor cuts that go the wrong way. They're going to be guys in wrong positions at times. I mean, that's exactly what this trip is for, so that by the time you get to November, the kinks are worked out for the most part. And even then, you're going to expect, still a significant, learning curve. I have been in contact with Eric Frederick and have been trying to persuade him to periscope some of the games.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's going to be able to. He says he's going to be busy. I don't know busy doing what, but whatever.
Trainer. What do they do?
I know. That's what I'm saying. All his work is hopefully before the game and after, right?
Yeah. Well,
he work during the game. That's not good.
Here's what I found, and I have some breaking info from Racer Dave. The first bit of info is that the data plans, if you have AT&T, unless you have a special data plan, it doesn't include data from Canada. So Eric will not probably – he does have an AT&T unless he's changed it since basketball season ended. So he probably won't be streaming it. I know Racer Dave told me he wouldn't be because of that. So that's kind of sad to hear. Secondly, DeMarcus Croker, who I was really looking forward to hearing good things from, kind of tweaked his ankle. So I'm not sure if it'll limit his playing time, affect his play or not. But that is something that fans may – if they see less of him, that will probably be why.
Right, and because you're not going to push him in an exhibition series in August in Canada. I hope that he is able to play a little bit. I hope that he's able to get out there and do some things and work with the guys because I think the more familiarity they get, the better. But health is the biggest thing. And, this is not unlike, the football games early in the year when you go up and play an FBS power or you play a – an NAIA program where, the biggest thing you want to do is come out of that game healthy. This is very similar to that from the perspective of you want to come out on the other side of Canada and you want to make sure that you're no worse for the wear.
All right, so the basketball team will do that. I'm sure we'll be talking more about that next week. The football team officially reports to campus on Sunday. Now, many of them have been on campus already, but over the past 2 weeks, this team has gotten a lot better if both of the players who they have announced, Mark Dodson from 2 weeks ago, and then this week Elijah Daniel from Auburn, if they're able to take the field and be at full capacity, Ricky, this team got a lot better in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Elijah Daniels, that's the type of player that Murray State hasn't been able to get in the past, and that's really, those type of impact defensive linemen are really what separates a lot of the really good FCS schools and the FBS schools is the depth and the skill on the defensive line. It's like a 7-foot center in college basketball. There's just so few of them that are good. They get gobbled up by the big schools, and then you're kind of left trying to follow the breadcrumbs and hope you find a diamond in the rough. But he's certainly not that. He's very skilled. He's a guy that played every game while he was at Auburn, and is certainly going to wreak havoc on the defensive front for Murray State as long as he's there, as long as he's in camp, and as long as he is able to play, and as long as he stays out of trouble. You know, that's going to be the big issue here as far as him getting a second chance, a second opportunity, is going to be going out there and making sure that he goes to class and plays football, because that's what he's been brought to Murray State to do.
The thing that I like, and I'm all for second chances, and I know a few years ago Alan Ward had something he said had kind of gotten misconstrued, and I think people were freaking out a bit. And this was when he first arrived here. We're thinking, man, we're not going to get any bowl division transfers. And as it turned out, that wasn't the case. And I interviewed Alan specifically about it, and he said, I'm all in favor of giving someone a second chance. I don't want to, though, be the eighth and ninth chance, because usually that's a track record of somebody who's been in a lot of trouble. And so they vetted this young man pretty well. He doesn't have a history of troublemaking. He did do something dumb, and now he knows that, look, I have no margin of error. If I really want this second chance, you have to take advantage of it. And I love the way that in the press release, Murray State was upfront about it. They didn't try to hide the fact of it. They just said, hey, here he is. He's under these conditions, and if he screws up, he's gone.
Right, and I mean, that holds the athletic department accountable. It holds Elijah accountable, and you know how big of a fan I am of Mr. Ward, and if he signs off on it, then it's got my approval. I don't need to second guess anything that he says is okay, because I put full faith in his decision making ability. I have all the respect in the world for Mr. Ward, and I don't believe that he would be allowing this to go forward if there were any issues or anything that he thought down the road would come to light that would cause problems for not only the player, but for the program.
A little bit of Cardinals baseball. The Cardinals earlier this week picked up Steve Cishek. Learned this morning they get Jonathan Broxton. We want to know, Ricky, what's your opinion? Can they win with 17 pitchers and 8 position players on a roster?
Dude, I don't even know, because I'm having to check the Braves roster like every 10 minutes to see who's even on it, because I don't even know anymore. Like, I was trying to think of yesterday if I could name 3 relievers for the Braves right now, and
right.
I don't think I could. And I listen or watch every game they play every day.
Jeez.
So I don't care about your stupid Cardinal problem.
See,
they're irrelevant to me.
I know.
I have my own issues. They're talking about trading Julio Teheran, who's been our ace for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They just traded Alex Wood, who I know I was a little emotionally attached to. A lot of people really thought he could be a number 1 or a number 2. He's probably a number 3. He's probably peaked. He probably is what he's going to be, but he was a really nice piece, but got rid of him yesterday. I don't have time for all your warm first place, best record in baseball.
I know. Hey, that's good, because come October 1st, you can be fully invested in the college football season. You don't have to worry about wasting any time with baseball or anything like that.
And it'll cool off here, so I can really get invested in my golf game again.
Yeah, there you go.
I got plenty of things to look forward to in the fall. I don't need baseball.
All right, so you got moving coming up. That's what you're doing right now, and you have conned someone into helping you. What did he owe you? What have you done for him that where he has to do this for you?
Nothing. It was just out of kindness. But
what?
Yeah, we had like 4 people yesterday moving stuff in, and then had a couple little things at the loose ends I had to tie up today. So Steve was gracious enough to help me with that. And then he's actually going to dog sit for me this weekend, too. I'm going to get out of town, so he's going to watch Cooper, too.
Goodness.
So, I did buy Chick-fil-A. So,
well, now I see what it is. He gets to hang out with Cooper, so I totally understand why he would help you move now. If I got to help hang out with Cooper, I would have helped you move.
You can hang out with Cooper anytime, man. You know what? In fact, I'll bring him by your place for the week of the wedding.
There you go. He can hang out. We got a backyard. As long as he promises not to dig his way out and get lost, he's welcome to roam the backyard. It's fenced in.
He loves to dig.
See, that's the bit. I mean, he can dig, but if he digs his way out, then that would be bad news. I would hate to be responsible. You don't want me responsible for anything.
I was going to say, you don't like to be responsible for anything.
Exactly. Well, have an enjoyable time moving. Next week, we'll talk racer football and basketball. We'll have some updates on that Canada trip. Enjoy your move and be safe.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Thanks, Ricky.
So much sports just to talk about. We use the flesh and bones lay away. With the miracle of the internet, now you can listen to us talk all day. Before we flush podcast, the better way to waste your time. Subscribe to it on iTunes. It doesn't cost you a dime. Talking local high schools in Murray State. Neil and Ricky will set you straight. Before we flush podcast.